Let us pray. Father, Lord, we praise you for the hope that you have given us in sending your Son. Father, the promise of God and sinner reconciled. Father, we praise you for your loving kindness to us. Father, I pray now, Lord, as we prepare our minds, our hearts for the Lord's Supper, Father, we would remember what it is your Son has accomplished. Father, I thank you that we have a body, a church body, that we could celebrate each week, communion. Father, I pray that the time that we spend today in service brings you glory, and I pray all this in your Son's name. Amen. As we prepare for the Lord's table, if you would open your Bibles to the teaching passage of Paul on the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And obviously I'm doing something that is making this microphone make noises. I will try really hard to stop and stand still. But as we prepare to participate in the Lord's Supper, we want to think about what it is he has accomplished in his death. I want to remind you today why we are doing this, why we are having communion as we do each week. Verse 26 of chapter 11 tells us, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is a time for Christians to proclaim the Jesus-centered gospel realities. If you are here today and you would proclaim that you are a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, we want you to celebrate these gospel realities today. Here are the gospel realities I would desire that you would be thinking about, remembering as you prepare your heart for this supper we are going to celebrate. First is that Jesus is God. Second is Jesus came in a physical body from heaven to earth. Third, he voluntarily gave himself up as a sacrificial death on the cross. The fourth gospel reality is once buried, he conquered death in his resurrection. And fifth is that his kingdom is coming. As you prepare yourself, will you remind yourself of these gospel realities? And just for the purpose of not being misunderstood, your reminding yourself demands a proper response from within yourself. John 14:15, because of your love for him, you desire to keep his commands. You may be here today in the 5 points of the gospel you may affirm, but I tell you, Scripture demands something else from you, a response that you will live a life in obedience to Christ. Paul reminds the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, we make it our aim, we make it our goal to be pleasing to him. So as you remember the realities, the gospel realities that we get to celebrate as Christians, just renew your heart with the reality of why it is that we have our hope. You may be here today, and perhaps maybe that's not your testimony. Maybe you've never heard the gospel. Maybe you just don't believe. We're thankful that you're here. I would ask that you allow the elements to pass you by, because this is a time for those that believe the gospel realities and desire to have gospel living in their life. If you don't understand the five gospel realities or any part of them, feel free to talk to me or any of the elders. Especially in this time of year, this is the season where we celebrate Christ's birth, the reality that God took on flesh and came to earth and paid the price that we could have eternal life. After you have prepared your heart and your minds of the gospel realities, take the elements on your own. Guys, will you come bring the elements?